snowed.
All right. I think what they want you to do is just kind of say these names out loud.
Now, it's where my mother and just moved from, too. That was one of mine, where I left from there and got married. And we lived there. My mother and father lived there for 26 years, and they just finished moving from there last week.
Yeah.
26 years we lived there.
That's a long time.
Because we moved from this house to the one they moved from last week.
Okay. Well, I'll just point things and you can say them. Now, this is...
That's a bedroom.
Okay.
And that's a bedroom.
And this is a...
Hall.
Right.
Living room. A kitchen.
Do they have anything right here in front of the front door?
Nothing but the porch.
Okay, that's the name I wanted. Mm-hmm. All right. And do you have anything back here? Any back of the house?
No. None other than... Well, just nothing. No, I don't have anything back here.
That's good enough. That's all they want. Stuff's real simple. Let's see if I can find my place. Okay, here come the questions, and I'll tell you, they are not very difficult. I'll give you a sentence, and I'll leave out a word, and you can fill it in with what makes sense to you.
Okay.
A smoke goes up through the...
chimney?
Right. Okay. And you got an open place on the floor in front of the fireplace. What would you call that?
Well, we always call it a fire half. Fire half. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter what other people call it, what you call it. And when you put the wood in, and you lay it across what?
Fire iron.
Okay. And then you have... up above this fireplace, you can set stuff up on something. And what is that thing?
A mantle. Okay.
And sometimes you get a real big log, and it burns a long time. Mm-hmm. Do you have any name for that one?
Well, the one that burned the longest to me is the oak log. Like an oak log.
If you have any big piece, do you have a general name for it? You might not have.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, now, the kind of wood, what do you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire with?
Kindling. Sometimes we say lighter. Old people used to say lighter. It's something that it smells like tar. I mean, you know, it starts a fire real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when it's sold, you know, they put it in little bones and they say it's kindling. They sell it as killings, but I used to hear my mom and daddy, well, my daddy used to say lighter, he'd say fat lighter. When he say fat lighter, it's real, it starts a fire real fast.
Well, you tell me anything you think your parents have said or your kids have said in a different way, you tell me everything.
And I tell you something else we used to do with this lighter. We used to, start at the burning and we would drip tar out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to take this tar and maybe put some tallow, and the tallow came from beef. We put the tar and the tallow together. We used to put it on a little flannel cloth, and we used to put it on our children's chest, and they would wear it all during the winter.
Huh.
And it seemed like that cold wasn't as bad as they are now. And that was something else we used a lot of for.
Well, that's a good news. What do you call the stuff that makes the chimney black?
Well, some say soot, and we say smut.
Okay, good luck.
A chair.
And you have a black thing in your living room that's long.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call that?
A sofa.
All right. Do you have any other names? Your parents use any other names for?
Well, sometimes they would say settee or something like that. That's what they used to say, settee. But you know, I've always said. Well, my mother always said sofa. But knowing that my daddy might have. Because his English is not quite as good as my mother's. Because he never had one at the school.